Welcome to Pitcot Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcot. Today, we are going to jump right into a topic that honestly gets so overcomplicated: strength training. You know, if you've ever felt just completely overwhelmed by all the conflicting advice out there, you are not alone.
Oh, for sure. The social media noise is deafening.
Exactly. So we've taken a bunch of material directly from Pitcot's bestseller ebooks, and our mission today is simple. We want to cut through all of that noise.
It's about finding the signal. We're looking for like a Hemingway-style approach here. Just simple, clear, honest tips.
Right. Things that actually work, whether you're in a big gym or, you know, just working out at home.
Because the core principles, they don't change.
So we've boiled it all down into what we're calling the 7 essential pillars for real results. We're going to cover everything from picking your exercises to nutrition and even mindset.
And a quick note for you listening, all this information we're talking about, it's pulled directly from the best-selling ebooks on the Pitcot ebook store.
That's right.
So if you want to go even deeper on this stuff, you can just visit www.pitcot.com/books and download them for yourself.
Okay. Let's get into it. The first section is all about clarity and movement. So, pillar one, it's not just about lifting a weight, it's about lifting with a purpose.
It's about setting clear goals. I mean, the Pitcot material is so direct about this. If you don't know why you're lifting, you're really just spinning your wheels.
You're just going through the motions. We see that all the time, right? People just wander in, I want to get in shape.
Right. And that's a great start, but it's too vague. It won't keep you going. The framework asks you to define your main driver. Is it getting bigger muscles?
Hypertrophy.
Or is it getting functionally stronger? Or maybe it's just about, you know, losing a bit of fat.
And it has to be more specific than just that, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's the key. The sources really hammer this home. Your goals need to be specific and measurable.
So not just get stronger.
No. It's got to be, I want to add 20% to my squat in the next 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Or I want to put 1/2 inch on my arm. Something you can actually track.
Because that changes everything. It dictates how you train, how you rest.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
A clear goal gives you that push you need. It turns your workout from just, you know, a habit into a real project.
That makes a ton of sense. So once you've got that goal, that clarity, pillar two tells you where to focus your effort.
Yes.
The compound movements, or as Pitcot calls them, the heavy hitters.
This is all about efficiency, the biggest bang for your buck. We're talking about exercises that use multiple joints at the same time.
So your classics, squats, deadlifts, the bench press.
And things like overhead presses, heavy rows.
Yeah.
All of those.
Why are they so critical, though? I mean, why not just do isolation stuff?
Well, because when you do a heavy squat, for example, you're not just working your quads. You're hitting your glutes, your core, your entire back. And that kind of systemic shock, it signals your entire body to release anabolic hormones. We're talking testosterone, HGH.
Oh, okay. So it's a full body signal to grow, not just a local one.
Precisely. You're building a stronger foundation, better bone density, better posture. You just can't get that from bicep curls alone. You really can't.
Okay, so that's the what. Now let's talk about the how. Section two is about the art of effort. And pillar three is where a lot of people, I think, drop the ball. Progressive overload.
It sounds like a really fancy technical term.
It does.
But it's so simple. All it means is that you have to keep challenging your body slowly, safely, but consistently.
Because if you lift the same weight for the same reps every week,
you're just maintaining. You're not giving your body any reason to adapt, to get stronger. It's already handled that load.
But the Pitcot sources are clear that this isn't just about, you know, slapping more plates on the bar every time.
Correct. That's a huge misconception. And where people get hurt, weight is just one variable.
So what are the other ways?
Well, you can try to do a few more reps with the same weight, or you can increase the density, which just means doing the same work, but in less time.
Oh, by shortening the rest period.
Exactly. Or another great one is increasing your time under tension. So you slow down the movement, especially the lowering part of the lift.
That's a game changer for people lifting at home who might not have a ton of weights.
It's a huge tool. The key, no matter which method you choose, is just consistency. You have to consistently apply that stress.
And that focus on how you move leads us right into pillar four, which is all about prioritizing proper form.
This is the non-negotiable one. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is more important than moving safely.
Because bad technique leads to injury, not gains.
Exactly. You can't make progress if you're sitting on the sidelines. Bad form on a heavy compound lift is just, it's a recipe for disaster. You're not just risking a muscle strain. You could damage a joint for good.
The sources talk a lot about lifting with intention, and also this phrase, mind-muscle connection. What does that actually mean?
It's a critical idea. It means you're not just mindlessly moving a weight from point A to point B. You are actively focusing, consciously concentrating on the muscle you're trying to work.
So you can actually feel it contracting and stretching.
Yes. On a squat, you're actively thinking about squeezing your glutes to drive up. This focus recruits more muscle fibers and ensures the right muscles are doing the work.
It's like turning off autopilot.
That's a perfect way to put it. And if you're ever unsure, the advice is simple. Get help. Watch videos. Hire a trainer for one session. It is always a worthwhile investment.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit into structure and recovery. This is section three, and it starts with pillar five, building a balanced program.
Right. This is about avoiding the what the source is called the mirror muscles trap.
Huh. I think we all know what that is.
We do. Focusing only on your chest and biceps. It creates these huge muscular imbalances that lead to pain and injury later on.
So you need a well-rounded routine.
You absolutely have to. You need to balance your pooking movements, like a bench press, with your pulling movements, like rows. You need to balance upper body and lower body work.
It's really about building a stable structure, not just decorating the front of it.
That's it. It's injury prevention. A strong back and core support every single lift you do. That balance is what allows you to keep getting stronger safely for years to come.
And then once you've done the work, you have to get away from it. That's pillar six. Schedule your rest and recovery.
This is such a counterintuitive truth for so many people.
It is.
Your muscles do not grow in the gym. They grow when you are resting. Those rest days are just as important as your training days.
Because the lifting is actually breaking the muscle down, right? Creating tiny tears.
That's exactly what it is. It's controlled damage. And the recovery phase is when your body repairs those fibers and it builds them back bigger and stronger than before.
So the Pidcock benchmarks say, what, at least 48 hours between working the same muscle group?
At least. But it's not just about taking days off. Active recovery is great. Some light walking, stretching. But the most important piece of recovery is sleep.
We hear it all the time. But why is it so critical for strength training specifically?
Because deep sleep is when your body releases the maximum amount of HGH and testosterone. These are the hormones that are literally rebuilding your muscle tissue.
So if you're only getting 5 or 6 hours...
You are actively robbing yourself of your own gains. You're putting in all the hard work in the gym and then short-circuiting the recovery process at night.
Wow. Okay. That leads us perfectly into our final section on fuel and mindset, pillar seven. You have to fuel smart with nutrition and hydration. The old saying is true, isn't it? You can't out-train a bad diet.
You really can't. If you're asking your body to perform at this high level and rebuild itself constantly, you have to give it the raw materials to do the job.
So what are the key components we need to be thinking about?
Well, protein is obviously number one. It's the building block for muscle repair. You want to aim for around 1.5 to maybe 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight.
From good sources like chicken, fish, beans.
Exactly. But carbs are also your friend. They are the fuel for high-intensity workouts. And healthy fats are crucial for hormone production.
Yeah, and water. We can't forget water.
Never. Being even slightly dehydrated can tank your strength and focus in a session. It's so simple, but so many people neglect it.
The practical advice from the source is great. It just says, track your food for a week. Not to go on a diet, but just to see where the gaps are.
It's a simple diagnostic test. You'll probably see right away where you can add a bit more protein or just drink another glass of water.
Okay, before we get to our final sort of bonus pillar, just a quick reminder for everyone listening. If you want more of this kind of clear, practical knowledge, you can find everything over at www.pitcott.com.
Now, for what might be the most important pillar of all, the bonus one, consistency and mindset.
This is the glue, isn't it?
It's the glue that holds everything else together. I mean, the truth is, all seven of those other tips, they're useless without consistency.
Right. You can have the perfect program, but if you only follow it for 2 weeks, you're not going to see any real results.
The body only adapts to a consistent stimulus. And the mindset piece here is about shifting from motivation to discipline.
The sources talk about this idea of just show up, even if it's a little bit.
Exactly. The goal isn't perfection, it's just adherence. Some days you'll feel great, some days you won't. But showing up on those low-energy days is what builds the habit.
Get one small win today.
That's the mantra. That momentum builds on itself. It makes your mind feel stronger, which feeds right back into your physical training.
So, to recap for everyone, it's 7 pretty simple things, really. Set clear goals, focus on those big compound lifts, use progressive overload in perfect form, build a balanced program, rest properly, and eat right.
And then just keep showing up. That's the whole blueprint.
The challenge for you from the Pitcott sources is to just pick one of these. Just one. Maybe today you focus on slowing down your reps, or you make sure you hit your protein target tonight.
Track it. Feel the difference. You'll probably feel stronger next week just from that one small change.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, here's the final thought for you to chew on. What specific measurable progress are you going to start tracking this week that ties directly back to that clear goal you set in Pillar 1?
Make it specific. Make it measurable.
That's the challenge. Before we sign off, please do visit www.pitcott.com for more deep dives and resources. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Yeah, and if you love the show, please press that like button. It really helps the algorithm recommend it to other people.
It really does. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.